Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Wednesday's action on the diamond, get you ready for Thursday. So hope you guys had a great day, full day of baseball for you. We got a lot of news from Wednesday to get to, a lot of injury news, but we do have some good news. So let's kick it off with a promotion to the bigs, one of the top prospects in baseball, Addison Barger of the Toronto Blue Jays. Barger was called up on Wednesday to take the place of Kevin Kiermaier, who goes to the IL with a left hip flexor inflammation. In AAA this year, Barger was hitting .314 with 10 doubles and 3 home runs over 19 AAA games. Barger started in left field on Wednesday night and will primarily play the outfield for the Jays with the occasional game at third base. The Jays say Barger will get every opportunity to stick in the lineup if he can hit at the big league level. Cody Bellinger of the Chicago Cubs left Tuesday's game with a rib contusion. We talked about that on yesterday's show. They weren't too concerned about it at that time, but more testing and imaging took place for Bellinger on Wednesday, and Bellinger has a rib fracture. That is not good. That's what Tristan Casas has right now. Casas is going to miss at least a month, and some could say up to 12 weeks potentially with a rib fracture. The Cubs did not give a timeline for Cody Bellinger just yet, so we'll wait and see how that goes. One of the Cubs' top prospects, Pete Crow Armstrong, was recalled from AAA to take Bellinger's spot on the roster. Armstrong is hitting .203 with 2 home runs and 5 stolen bases at AAA this season. The Cardinals started off the day with some big news, sending Jordan Walker back to AAA. This happened last year for Jordan Walker, and he came back and finished the season just fine. So we'll see how this trip goes for Mr. Walker to AAA. On the season, the 21-year-old Walker was hitting .155 with no home runs and no steals. He had a 50% ground ball rate with the Cardinals, which is not ideal for a guy you hope for some more power with. But Walker did leave you a couple glimpses of hope, a near 12% barrel rate, a 40.5% hard hit rate, which suggests that Walker isn't far off from becoming a decent fantasy asset. Jose Fermin was recalled from AAA for the Cardinals, where he was absolutely raking. Fermin was hitting .350 with 4 home runs and 5 stolen bases in AAA. Fermin is someone to watch if he gets regular playing time for the Cardinals. Lane Thomas of the Washington Nationals left Tuesday's game with a leg injury from a nasty slide into second base. And on Wednesday, Lane Thomas went on the IL with a sprained MCL. There's no timetable for Lane's return just yet, so we'll wait and see on that one. He was walking around the clubhouse with a brace but no crutches, so he seems like he's not too bad. Trey Lipscomb was recalled from AAA, and he played first base on Wednesday night. Remember, Lipscomb came up and played third base when Nick Senzel was on the IL. With Lipscomb at first base, Joey Gallo moved to the outfield for the Nationals. Blake Snell was scratched before his start on Wednesday and was placed on the IL with a left adductor strain. Snell had a similar injury in 2021 and 2022, where he missed about a month of the season on both occurrences. Snell said this injury does not seem as bad as the one in 2021 and 2022, and he hopes to miss more than a few weeks, maybe the minimal IL stint before returning. Time will tell on that one. Ryan Walker started the game as a spot starter on Wednesday, and the Giants have yet to name the replacement in the rotation for Snell. Some are saying maybe Mason Black from AAA, who's been throwing very, very well. Gavin Williams of the Cleveland Guardians had another setback in his rehab. After his last outing in Arizona, Williams felt pain in his elbow similar to the pain he felt in spring training. Williams will get a shot to help with the inflammation, and he'll be shut down for 7 days before a new plan of attack is implemented by the Guardians. The latest setback likely makes Williams a drop for those who have been holding on to him in hopes he'd be returning soon. But if you'd like to wait for the 7 days to hear what the next plan of attack is for Williams, that's understandable, but it's likely a full ramp-up will be necessary once again. Paul Sewald of the Arizona Diamondbacks threw a rehab outing on Tuesday night in AAA Reno, struck out 2 over his inning of work. Sewald flew back to Arizona on Wednesday to be reevaluated by the team's doctors, and if all goes well, Paul Sewald likely rejoins the D-backs against the Mariners this weekend. Brian Bello of the Boston Red Sox was placed on the IL with a right lat tightness. There's been no timetable announced by the Red Sox for Bello's return, but this can't be good. At least 15 days, of course, for the IL stint. It's retroactive to April 21st. Zach Kelly was recalled from AAA to take Bello's spot on the roster. Kelly has been he's thrown 9 innings out of relief in AAA without allowing a run and striking out 10. Cooper Criswell made the start on Wednesday. He's been taking Garrett Whitlock's start in the rotation. He'll likely stick, and we'll have to wait and see what the Red Sox do on for Bello's spot. As of Thursday, Chase Anderson is going to get the start for Bello, but he's been working as a long man out of the bullpen, so we'll see how that goes for Boston. After a couple days off, Rafael Devers returned to action on Wednesday for the Red Sox, hit a home run, had a good game at the plate. Hopefully this is the end of the sitting for a few days, then playing situation for Rafael Devers. Masataka Yoshida was out yet again for the Boston Red Sox on Wednesday. Alex Cora has been wanting to give him some time to get things right as he's been struggling at the plate. Yoshida has not been overly thrilled with this quote-unquote benching situation. After the game, Alex Cora said Yoshida got the day off because Tuesday, Tyler O'Neill returned and had the DH. On Wednesday, Rafael Devers returned and had the DH. So Cora said Yoshida will be back in the lineup on Thursday as the team's everyday DH for the Red Sox. DJ LeMahieu of the New York Yankees had another setback, which we discussed on yesterday's show, but we got more news on Wednesday. LeMahieu will be shut down for a few days to relieve the swelling in his foot. Boone said LeMahieu will now be reevaluated on a week-to-week basis, not a day-to-day basis. So it sounds like a little bit of time before we see DJ LeMahieu back with the Yankees. Jonathan India of the Reds has been dealing with an illness over the last few games. He hasn't even been with the team. He's been at home. So has Jake Fraley. Fraley's still been at home, but Jonathan India returned to the Reds on Wednesday. He took batting practice and was able to come off the bench and pinch hit if needed. Hunter Goodman of the Colorado Rockies was recalled from AAA on Wednesday, and the Rockies sent Michael Toglia back to AAA. Goodman was hitting .298 with 7 home runs over 20 games in AAA for the Rockies. He struggled last year in his debut with the Rockies, but maybe this is the year he can get his footing for fantasy managers. John Means of the Baltimore Orioles threw 79 pitches in his rehab outing on Tuesday night, and it appears that he'll be ready to rejoin the Orioles rotation this weekend, preferably on Sunday. The results have been kind of mixed throughout Means' rehab outings, but the pitch count is up, and that's all the Orioles really care about. Christian Betancourt of the Tampa Bay Rays was reinstated from the IL on Wednesday. Johnny Parada was sent back to AAA. Betancourt went 0-for-4 on Wednesday night and is still hitless through 12 games to start the season. Bruzdar Gratterol of the Los Angeles Dodgers was once again shut down in his throwing program. This has been a setback after setback for Gratterol, and there's no timetable for his return. Zach Geloff of the Oakland Athletics was scratched from Wednesday's game and likely headed to the IL with an oblique strain. We'll wait to see more news on Geloff. Cal Raleigh missed Wednesday's game with emergency dental surgery to remove a tooth. Raleigh played Tuesday's game with a broken tooth, and he'll be able to return whenever he can handle the pain from the surgery to remove the tooth. Framber Valdez threw a 40-pitch bullpen session on Wednesday and is expected to return to the rotation for the Astros in Mexico City. Obviously not the best place to make a return, but it's good to hear Framber Valdez will be back in the rotation. Tyra Estrada of the Giants was removed from Wednesday's game with hamstring tightness. The team said it was precautionary, and they hope to have Thyro back in the lineup after an off day on Thursday. Thyro has been getting things going of late, hitting .283 with 2 home runs over his last 15 games. Tommy Pham of the White Sox is scheduled to play Wednesday and Thursday for AAA Charlotte. If all goes well, he may join the White Sox this weekend. I'll keep you posted on the show, of course, with that information, but there's a chance in your daily leagues and your bi-weekly roster leagues, you'll be able to put Pham in your lineups this Friday. J.P. Crawford of the Seattle Mariners was scratched from Wednesday's lineup after tweaking his oblique in batting practice. No further information was given on Wednesday for Crawford's injury. Dylan Moore plays shortstop for the Mariners. The Marlins said on Wednesday that A.J. Puck is nearing a return from the IL, and when he returns from the IL, Puck will likely head to the bullpen, which likely better suits Puck in general. Sixto Sanchez made the start on Wednesday for the Marlins and could be a candidate to replace Puck in the rotation, at least until Braxton Garrett returns. Alec Marsh of the Kansas City Royals left Wednesday's start after taking a line drive off of his arm. It looked pretty brutal. He was in a lot of pain. After the game, x-rays were negative on Alec Marsh's arm, but he had a lot of bruising, and you could even see the stitches from the baseball on his arm. He said he'll be good to go for his next start, but we shall see. All right, before we take a look at the day's top highlights and a preview of Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hitting highlights from Wednesday, Connor Wong, catcher for the Boston Red Sox, 4-for-4, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. Wong sitting 370 with 5 home runs in 16 games. I've been saying it on my Bench with Bubba show, my Bubba and the Bloom show, that if you're struggling with certain catchers on your teams per se, Connor Wong is a great replacement for, and he's on a lot of waiver wires as well. Dodgers' Andy Páez went 3-for-5 with a double, a home run, 3 runs, and an RBI on Wednesday. Páez is now hitting 259 with 3 doubles and 2 home runs since being called up, with 6 runs scored and 4 RBIs, all within 7 games. He's played every game since the call. Evan Carter's had a slow start to the year, but might be getting things going. On Wednesday, Carter went 2-for-4 with a triple, a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. He's only hitting 215 on the season, but Carter has 4 home runs, 16 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and a stolen base. To get the information on all the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Cooper Criswell, mentioned him earlier about the Bayo injury. Criswell threw 5 shutout innings with 3 hits, no walks, and 3 Ks for the Red Sox. Criswell had 10 whiffs, 29% CSW on 72 pitches. Criswell has now made 2 starts. He's thrown 11 and a third innings, 3 earned runs, and 7 strikeouts. Ronaldo Lopez continues to look great for the Braves since they stretched him out to be a starter this season. Against the Marlins on Wednesday, Lopez threw 7 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Lopez had 18 whiffs and a 30% CSW and only 82 pitches. Through 4 starts this year, Lopez has thrown 25 innings, allowing only 2 earned runs and 24 strikeouts. If it's the last time we see Turnbull in the Phillies rotation for a while, he went out with yet another banger. Spencer Turnbull, 5 innings pitched, 1 earned, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Turnbull had 10 whiffs and a 31% CSW on 89 pitches. In 5 starts so far this year, Turnbull's thrown 27 innings, allowing only 4 earned runs and striking out 30. Taiwan Walker's coming back to the Phillies rotation, and word on the street is Spencer Turnbull will be heading to the Phillies bullpen. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Craig Kimbrel knocked his 7th save of the year for the Orioles. Alexis Diaz, his 5th save of the year for the Reds. Joel Piamps, been talking about him, picked up his 4th save for the Brewers as he's retaking a hold in the back end of that bullpen for now for the Brewers. Garrett Clevenger picked up the save for the Tampa Bay Rays, his 2nd of the year. Jason Adam pitched 2 innings, the 7th and the 8th, looked great, but that's the high leverage stuff. Clevenger got the save. Hector Neris picked up his 2nd save of the year for the Chicago Cubs. Did allow a run in the 9th, but held on for the 4-3 win. James McArthur picked up his 6th save of the year for the Royals. Griffin Jacks, his 3rd save of the year for the Twins, as his time as closer is shrinking as Johan Duran is coming back real soon. And then Robert Suarez picked up his 9th save of the year for the San Diego Padres. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a preview of Thursday's action on the diamond. A lot of day baseball, and you got an 8-game morning/afternoon slate, East Coast, West Coast, so have some fun with this. Some of the pitchers we're targeting on getaway day: Yoshinobu Yamamoto at the Nationals, Luis Castillo at the Rangers, Cole Reagans versus the Jays, and Simeon Woods Richardson for the minimum 4K versus the White Sox as he's making the start in the Twins rotation. For the hitting side of things, give me the Padres and Coors versus Dakota Hudson, Minnesota versus Mike Soroka, Cleveland versus Chase Anderson and the Boston Red Sox bullpen, Philadelphia versus Nick Martinez in Great American Small Park, and Boston versus Tristan McKenzie. Things I'm looking forward to on Thursday: Freddie Peralta versus Mitch Keller kicking off the day's action. That should be a fun one in the NL Central. Tristan McKenzie versus Boston. News came out about the torn UCL he's pitching with. Pitched pretty well in his last start. Let's see how it goes against the Red Sox. Simeon Woods Richardson versus the Chicago White Sox, making his debut this season in the Twins rotation. Cole Reagans versus Toronto. Reagans was beat up in his last outing. Want to see how he bounces back against the Jays. And then Yoshinobu Yamamoto versus Mackenzie Gore. Two pitchers that have shown some nice stuff to start the season. A little afternoon delight in the nation's capital. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Get you all kinds of cool stuff. The amazing Discord, the new tools like PLV Plus. Get you a weekend podcast from Nick Pollock to get you all the pitchers to look at on the waiver wire and much, much more. So go check it out. PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday's action on the diamond. Get you ready for Friday. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, April 25th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.